Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show empire.
Welcome to the Ben Burnett Show. This is My Thought in One Take. I've brought guests in for today's 10-minute segment. Burt Brantley, who is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Governor Brian Kemp, and Jared Thomas, who at one point was the Chief of Staff for Secretary of State Brian Kemp. Today's theme is, what is a Chief of Staff and what do you actually do?
Totally Bert, fair question.
Yeah.
You're still trying to figure that out?
So I think, you know, the main thing, it depends on how big the staff is. And our staff in the governor's office, I guess, is probably bigger than it was in the Secretary of State's office.
I would hope so.
And so I'd say the number one thing is just making sure the staff, which we've got communications people and policy people and constituent services and all these different folks that are working on the state's behalf, not just the governor's behalf, but they work for the state of Georgia. It's making sure the staff is clear about where we're headed, what we're doing, how we're treating people, what kind of issues we're working on, what kind of policies we want to develop. And all that comes from the governor. That doesn't come from me. Nobody elected me to anything. They elected him. And so so a lot of it's management of staff, just like in any office. Sure, the things we work on might be a little bit more publicly oriented than most offices, but a lot of it is really honestly just direct, straight management, making sure people feel supported, making sure they're able to do their work and do a good job. And really, that's, you know, it's like a manager at a Burger King. Or
did you just say that the Chief of Staff for Governor Kemp is like being the manager at a Burger King?
I mean, in terms of dealing with HR issues and, you know, all those kind of things, it's probably, I've never done that. And so respect those guys that do. But no, I mean, you're managing an organization, and it just happens to be that the boss is on TV
a lot
most nights and talking about the things you're working on.
Jared?
Some specific, you know, Governor Kemp things that, I could just point to from his personality. He expects the people who, you know, are his leaders to be leaders, that, people notice when you get here, when you leave, kind of what your attitude is and that those things grow. And he expects a lot of people, but, you know, he sets a really high example himself, which is good. One of the harder things, you know, I know that in my position was what to bring to him and what to leave off, because his personality is definitely one of those where he wants to be involved in about everything, get his fingers in there, you know, figure out what's going on. And you know, from a staff standpoint, you have to make sure he knows enough where he's never going to be caught off guard, and right, that he can make sure that things are going the way that he would want them to. However, you know, he has so much to do that you can't have him in every tiny little staff issue or this or that. So that's a very fine balance that you have to strike.
How do you gatekeeper those issues, and how do you know what to bring to him and what to keep him 1,000 miles away from?
Trial and error. I mean, there's no playbook. There's no nobody knows that when they get there.
You make
a couple mistakes.
I didn't see that one coming.
Absolutely, 100%. You make a couple mistakes and you go, okay, well, mm-hmm, we won't do that again. And then either you brought something to him that you shouldn't have, or you didn't bring it, you know, they should. You know, Jared's probably going to chuckle at this, but I think most people in the state have the governor's cell phone number. He's been giving it out for years and years and years. A lot of it is following up on the things that people have texted him directly about, and then he sends that to us, and he expects the follow-up. He doesn't want it to just die on the vine, right? I mean, he expects the follow-up, and so it's you just learn it. I mean, there's no, unfortunately, there's no manual. You just figure it out as you go.
I mean, 2018, during the campaign, it was that summer, and we were in the Secretary of State's office, and I was in the office with Candace Bros, who's now the director of human services with the state of Georgia. She was the press secretary at the time. She got a text from then Secretary Kemp on a registration issue, and she looked at me and she goes, "He is not going to have the same cell phone when he is governor, is he? You know, if we're lucky enough to
I
get there."
I changed mine three times in elected office.
And I told him, I said, "Look, he's had that one. I've been around 20 years. He's had that cell phone predates me. Yeah. I think that you're going to pry it from his cold, dead hands one day." And that's just too hardwired into him.
Quick story. He drives, or he rides a lot. He doesn't fly to a lot of places around the state. So he's in the car a lot. So he can text and call. During the election, aftermath of the 2020 election, he told me that he had spent 20 minutes on the phone with a guy who'd asked a question about the election, and that he had explained everything, and the guy was, you know, by the end of the call, he understood what the governor's role was, what the Secretary of State's role was, all that stuff. He had explained everything, and I said, if you can do that 2.5 million more times, we are going to be in business.
Done. Yeah.
but it's difficult to do that 20 minutes at a pop, right? But that, I mean, you talk about a retail politician. Of course, he doesn't see himself as a politician, but that touch point, that personal touch point is super important to him. And so for us, it's about if somebody asks a question, making sure they get the answer, no matter what the topic is about. And people text them about all different types of topics.
Not political. I will not let either of you do it. I'm sure you have 1,000 good stories that have not been told. I want the best one.
You know, I was trying to think of really funny ones. And what I kept coming back to is that just one thing people don't realize with him, unless you spent time with him, he is really, I won't say cheap, he's very tight. He is really tight. And, there was one day in the office that it was the second day in a row I'd seen him heating up a hamburger in the microwave for lunch. And I said, "Did you eat in here again?" And he goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He goes, "Sonny, you know, we were grilling out at the house and I had a bunch of hamburgers on. All of a sudden the girls told me, you know what, Daddy, I'd rather have a hot dog. So I'm stuck with all these hamburgers." And I'm just, doing that. And I said, "Well, are you going to eat another one tomorrow?" He goes, "No, unfortunately." He goes, "I'll eat the last one for dinner tonight." You know, he just used to rent a little carriage house in Atlanta. He goes, "And I ate the other one last night. So I started with four and I'll kill it tonight." I know that's not, you know, a hilarious story, but that is a real insight into him. Just he is a pretty tight guy.
Same way with public money as well.
Oh, big time. Same ethos.
That's right.
No matter if it's his nickel or your nickel.
Yeah, for me, the one I thought of was, so I was at the Department of Economic Development when the governor first came into office. Our first overseas trip was to Korea. And as you've seen since then, that trip has had a lot of fruit. We've had a lot of Korean partnerships, business announcements since that trip. He flew for 14 hours and maybe have slept 30 minutes total. I mean, he doesn't sleep on planes, I think. And so we had flown all the way over there. He had not slept. We went to the hotel and kind of freshened up and then went immediately to a dinner that night. And this is my first trip. So I was wondering sort of how this was going to go and what he was going to be like. And so the Korean companies are very structured and very respectful.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's in
their Asian culture in general.
Yeah, everybody in their spots, you know, it was very set up. And by the end of the night, we were walking out of the restaurant. He was his left arm over the chairman's shoulder. Chairman had his right arm over the governor's shoulder. They were laughing, walking out of the restaurant from just an incredible meeting. And that was the point where I was like, wow, I mean, like that personal kind of authentic touch is, I think, that his, you know, secret to his success is that he really gets along really well with people, certainly in a one-on-one setting especially.
Well, Jared Thomas, Burt Brantley, this is My Thought in One Take on what the life of a chief of staff is. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.